Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Vishnu Rakhman Rajin. I said we lie, he lie, in the law. I said we lie, in Muhammad El Rasulullah. We humbly bear witness and we testify. There's no God but Allah. Proper name is Allah, the best name. Allah, he is the one who lives and he never died. He never was born. He never was a baby and never had a baby. And there's nothing in this creation, will ever be able to give you any imagination of the great creator of this earth that we live on and the heaven that we've been told about. There's nothing we can imagine. Our brain would not conceive or even imagine the great what Allah have in store for those who do right. So that's why these books came, to give you opportunity to believe in. So we thank you. We're the Block Talk Radio Station. We'll be here for almost a little, just about 2 hours, speaking on the oneness of God, speaking about how they are alive and try to divide and have divided people away from God through lies, weak ideas, wrong thinking, and more lies. How they divided people away from their creator. But Satan promised that he's going to do that. But in that promise, you have opportunity to say no to Satan. So we are in the, as a warning. That's all the prophet can do was warn. He had no more power than that. He had no warning. He had no magic. He only had the truth that he had to give to the people. And those with a good heart, with a sound heart, those who will listen, those who will be obedient, was the one who rewarded with all the good that God had for him. But those who disrespect the warning, don't love no truth, oh, they was in for a treat. So what we do, what we like to do, what we do every day is say a prayer. They'll make us alive. But we call it dua. We want to make a dua and ask Allah to bless us in this Block Talk Radio coming out of California under Hameen Muhammad and sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims Group. We like to say a prayer that the creator of this creation gave us that can help us and guide us in reminding the creator of this creation that he truly exists. Although we can't see him, we know that he can see us. So we're going to say this prayer called Al Fatiha, means to open. We want to open this talk up. We want to open this talk up with this prayer called Al Fatiha. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, the language that it was presented to us in, over 1500 years ago. So we're going to make this prayer of Allah. And we say it in the Arabic language so you too can enjoy the beauty of this prayer. Then we'll come back and say it in the English translation. Then we'll come back and say it in the English translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we be like me. A rock man, the only thing. Iya kana buriya kana sai. Edini sirata lutaki. Sirata uladina and to lay him. Glory make to be lay him. While adoring. I mean, we seek protection with love from the rejecting enemy, Satan, the one been cast down. With the name of God, God is most gracious, Allah is most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath was brought down, and not of those who will go astray. Amen. We thank you for joining us tonight here on this talk radio station. We're here tonight to speak on a serious problem, and that serious problem is holding an image up in its car. Holding a man up and calling God, or calling a woman God. Call a rock or anything that we call the creator of this creation. We are not saying the crown of this creation, the one who created this creation, and nothing is like him, then we ain't saying nothing. Nothing is like God. So we here tonight on this Block Talk Radio station, and with questions, and we bring the question, we bring the answer, we bring the solution. And we all have some part of the solution. The solution is our problem is in the problem. And the problem that we have in the solution is for us to turn back to the one who gave us his life, who started life up. If you want to say your mom and dad, they had little to do with it. But it was most the creator who said be, and it is, we are here today to be tested on this earth because the one who gave us this life, who trusts us and testing us, that's the one we owe all praise and all credit to, and that we call that one Allah. So we're here tonight on the Black Tower to try to get rid of racism. It's one ugly thing thought when they hold a man up as God. What do they do to the people? It make one people cold and conniving. It make one people disrespectful and unjust. It make one people liars and tricksters and deceivers. This is what that image does. Fall under that image. And the people that fall under the image also do this to them, make them inferior. It makes them inferior. It takes away from their ability to be skillful. It takes away from their ability to be a human being. This is what that image take away. It take away the man out of the man and the woman out of the woman. That's what it takes away because it promotes unnatural lifestyle and image. It's not natural for two men to go together or two women to go together or two girls or two boys. It's not natural for a being to see a dog with a male dog. a male dog is not natural. No reproduction coming from that. So God is wanting us through creation. And we're supposed to be the highest form of creation. And yet we fall to the lowest of the low because we've been given the creator to have been given to us wrongly. You know, some people think that they can, they say that they don't want nobody but people that feel the way they do. That God don't want nobody. That's when they get wrong. When they say God don't want nobody to feel the way. We cannot speak for God. We are only to speak to our own circumstance and about our own circumstance. And then if we wise, we speak on how to get out of those bad circumstances, but we can save ourselves. If we use our head, if we think. But if we just talk about, oh, those people ain't going to miss, they are wrong. They never like a laugh. But I'm telling you, as a bear of witnesses, a bear of witnesses, that I might have failed in that Carrico 60 years ago, 65 years ago. I might have failed Carrico. Why? Because this world has made me and called myself hard-headed. Meaning I didn't listen. All people here is hard. But to say I'm hard-headed, mean I won't pay attention, I'm not listening to right guidance. But in my own time, I did. I started listening to what is right. And I started forbidding what is wrong. That's in my nature. I didn't have to go out and buy that. God put that in me when he created me. A good nature. And right now, I don't want nothing for good for everybody. Even my enemies, I want good. But if they decide to get the bad, then that's solely on them, not on me. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I love to see everybody go to paradise. Why? Because that's my nature. My nature is good. My nature is given to me by the Creator himself. And I have to love that what he has given me. So I'm not here to beat up on homosexuals. I have some in my family. But what I do show them love. I show them real love. I show them strength. I said, I love you, but you're going to hell with your eyes on. God already destroyed people who live the life that you're trying to take on, that you're taking on. And so only thing I can do is tell you to get rid of it. But you got a right to do whatever you want to. That's what you think. And you might not believe in punishment coming from God. You might not believe that. You might believe in bad luck, good luck. So I'm here to tell you there's no such thing. You either get a reward from your Creator or you get a punishment. Simply that. The right way is the best way. You reap what you sow. You can't sow wrong and think and expect to get good out of it. Wrong brings about wrong way of doing things, problems, and evil. Truth brings about clarity and goodness. So we say all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. So let me read something quickly from the greatest book ever been given to humanity. The Bible was a great book. I said, was a great book. But Satan's influence went into the book. When it started off, you hear Satan's influence. Satan said, we all are created in the image of God. That ain't nothing but a lie. God don't, we're not created in no image. God is too big to be put in the image. And that's why he said, don't make that. But they did it anyway. Made an image of the Creator and said, this is my God. He's my Savior. He nailed to the cross. He got thorns, and it's crushed into his head. And they say he died for our sins. Do that make any sense? When a man 2,000 years ago died for my sin, I wasn't even here. 2,000 years ago, I wasn't on the planet. But they say he died for my sin. And I haven't even sinned because I wasn't even there. It's a joke. It's a lie. They keep being promoted by the sick-minded people who want to keep sick-minded people sick. And that's a sick-minded people, person who believes somebody died for his sin. And won't tell the judge. Won't go to court and tell no judge. He swears to somebody. Died for his sin. But he'll tell you that. He'll tell me that. He'll tell his friend, oh, he died for my sin. Come back. How can that be? How can someone believe something that dumb? Well, they do. So we have to make it clear. And if people don't accept that, then we say, alhamdulillah. All praise is due to God, the Lord, cherished thing of work. A lot written in this book of Al-Quran, Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, the Helper. Allah said, when they say, talking about Deen, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Allah says in 284 ayat to the 286, Allah says, to God belongs all in the heaven and earth. Whether he shows what is in your mind or conceals it, God calls you to account for him. He forgives who he pleases, and he punishes who he pleases. For God has power over all things. To God belongs all the things in the heaven and earth, whether you know it, show it or not. Okay? Allah says, the apostles believe in what has been revealed to them from thy Lord. As do man of faith, each one of them believe in God, his angels, his books, his prophets. We make no distinction between them. They said between them, one and another of the apostles. And they said, we hear and we obey. We seek thy forgiveness, our Lord, and to thee do what the end of the journey. On no soul, both good God placed a burden greater than it can bear. Said to every good that is earned and ever suffers it, or even illness that it earns, praise our Lord, condemn us not if we forget and fall into error. Our Lord lay on a burden like that without only those before us. Our Lord laid not on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear.
blot out our sins, grant us forgiveness, have mercy on us. They are the protectors, helpers against those who stand against faith. Surely Allah speak the truth. Allah have only given us this truth so we can save ourselves, so we can keep ourselves out of the fire, out of the hell, out of the prison, out of the divorce court, out of standing in front of a judge with a murder case for no reason at all, that the man caught you breaking into his house. This is what Allah wants you to stay away from. And you read this book long enough, this Al-Quran, you make your 5 daily prayer, then you got shields, you got protection around you from Allah. And this will keep you out of the fire of this world and the fire of the next world. So that's what you earn when you do right. You reap the good stuff of this world. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here tonight on the Bop Talk radio station, and we're sponsored by Sister Claire Mom's STEM School. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar and Daya Akbar. We are co-workers here, along with Sujah Muhammad and his wife, Karan Muhammad, and A. Muhammad from Kalama, Georgia, where we hope he come on tonight. So we love him. We want to let him know that we can't make nobody be anything, that God is control of that. We have to go after all people, whether they are good or bad, and Allah will do the picking. Allah will be the one who choose the one, like you choose everyone now. Everyone who are Muslim now, Allah chose them. That's what we want to make clear to him. Not somebody, everybody ain't going to be no Muslim. Everybody ain't going to be no Christian or Jew. But everybody has the opportunity, especially the opportunity to get better when people get together and go out and talk to the people. Then the people showing up have a choice. And then God is so merciful. If you never went to a person or that person never heard about Islam, and he lived almost a good life, then Allah is all merciful. He all wise. He know everything. So I'm going to get ready to bring my other co-host worker up, Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Please listen, inshallah. I mean, with God's will, please listen. We are here tonight because we just totally love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Bring on Brother Sujah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Oh, I gotta cut the mic on. I'm sorry. Okay, there it is. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it, my God. Yes, sir. I don't know what this is. Hello, Agba.
Hello, Agba.
Somebody called me from Baton Rouge. Well, they're going to miss me. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the last prophet. He's the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Brothers and sisters, again, we'd like to give the greeting of peace. Well, assalamu alaikum.
Well, I'd
like to read something from the Holy Quran. And this is in Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, the helper. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam means, this is the book. In it is guidance, sure, without doubt. To those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen and are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee and sent before thy time. In their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They own true guidance from their Lord, and it is thee who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them whether thou warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Of the peoples, there are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day. But they do not really believe. Fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe. But they only deceive themselves and realize it not. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. And grievous is the penalty they incur, because they are false to themselves. When it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say, why? We only want to make peace. Of a surety, they are the one who makes mischief, but they realize it not. When it says to them, believe as the other believe, they say, shall we believe as the fool believe? And they are assured that they are the fool, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their evil one, they say, we are really with you. We was only jesting. Allah will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespasses, so they will wander like blind ones to and fro. These are they who have bartered guardians for error. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. This is our book, the Quran. Allah himself said this book is true guidance, is guidance sure. That's what Allah said. You know, and so if you want guidance, you got to pick this book up. You got to read this book and reading the Quran. This is not what John said, or Paul said, or Matthew said, what Jesus said. You know, this book, the Quran, is what God's saying. You know, you are communicating directly with God when you read the Quran. And when you read it, you will know that God, it's got to be God to say words like this. You know, no ordinary man can put nothing together like this. You know, Allah said that get your best. And all you all come together, your best that you got, and try to put down one ayah, one sentence, like that which we have here in the Quran. and you can't do it. You can't put together one sentence, the shortest sentence. Like the sentences here in this Holy Quran. So when you read it, you know that this is from God. You know, because it talks to you direct. You know, when they tell you that in this book is guiding and show, sure, without doubt, that's talking to you straight up. To those who fear God, to those who believe in the unseen, it don't leave you confused. It's coming at you where you at, and bring the truth to you direct. The Quran say that Allah hurls truth and falsehood, and it knocks his brain out. That's how powerful this truth is. You can't stand up with a lie against the truth of Allah. You'll be shown up. And the weakest person will make you bear witness to the truth. They say God had a son. Allah said, don't do that. Said, desist. So how could God have a son and he don't have a wife? So the Creator is the one that created everything. He already owns everything. There's nothing in creation that no other God made or created. There's only one God. Jesus didn't create nothing. When you say that Jesus is in the beginning, that's not talking about God. God don't have a beginning. And Jesus said, if that when they was supposed to have been crucifying him, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me. Jesus nowhere in the Bible said that I am God. Worship me. Nowhere in the Bible. The Bible said in John, the 5th chapter, the 30 and 31st verse, Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. That's what he said. He never said that, worship me, bow down to me, say your prayers to me. In Mark 10, 7 through 18. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why thou callest me good? There's none good but one, and that is God. Mark 10, 17 through 18. In Mark 10, 19, it say, thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. Jesus did not want to be called good. Jesus said, there is none good but one, and that is God. Jesus did not say that there is none good but two or three in the Trinity. He said one God. The man asked Jesus, how could he inherit eternal life? Jesus did not say that the man had to believe that he was good or that he was the Son of God. Jesus said that the man had to keep the commandment. In Mark 12, verse 28 through 30, it states, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment? Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. John 17 through the third verse. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Whom you have sent. John 14, verse 28. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, you will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For the Father is greater than I. This is Jesus talking. Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So I say, if Jesus is God, who is he calling out to? Matthew 23:9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Where was Jesus standing when he made this statement? He was standing on earth. So we are not to call Jesus our Father, and definitely not our God. One of the best proofs that I would give that Jesus Christ did not look at himself as God a part of God lies in the Lord's Prayer, if one would reflect on the true meaning of this prayer, you would see that Jesus Christ was teaching his followers what all the prophets taught their people. God is one. He has no partners. He is above the heavens. Let's take a look. This is the Lord's Prayer. In Matthew 6, chapter 19, 9 through the 13th. 9 verse through the 13th. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Notice that Jesus started off the prayer with our Father. Who art in heaven? He didn't say my Father. If God was exclusively Jesus' Father, he would have said my Father. Jesus also made it clear where God is. He said that God was in heaven. Jesus was on earth at the time he was saying the prayer. Jesus said, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed means to praise. Jesus said, praises be thy name. He didn't say praises be our name. He didn't include himself with God. Jesus said, thy kingdom come. If Jesus was part of the Trinity, a God family, he would have said, our kingdom come. Jesus said, thy kingdom come. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus had to eat food like everyone else. If he was God, he would have no need for food. Jesus asked to be forgiven, which clearly showed that he was in need of God's mercy like his followers. Jesus asked him for protection, not to be led into temptation. God cannot be tempted by anything or anyone. Jesus asked to be delivered from evil. Jesus praying to his God, who he knows has the power to protect him from the evil of the devil. Jesus finished the prayer stating that thine is the kingdom, the power and glory forever. Jesus is giving God all the praise. He is recognizing that the entire kingdom of heaven and earth belongs to God. He is acknowledging that all glory and power belongs to God alone. Nowhere in this very famous prayer does Jesus Christ give praise to himself. He never make any statement that would cause one to believe that he is God or a part of God in the Trinity. He is recognizing God the same way the Muslim recognize God. A Muslim recognize God as one without partners. A Muslim believe that all praise is due to him alone. Muslim believe that God is our sustainer, and he exists above the heaven. After reading this prayer and some of the verses that I have listed, how can one say that Jesus Christ is God or a part of God? If you was on a jury and this evidence was presented to you, you would most certainly have to say that Jesus Christ is not guilty. of instructing people to worship him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to read a little bit more. This is saying that Jesus was not the only one called the Son of God. When studying the Bible, one would come to realize that the writer of the Bible used the word son when referring to a righteous person. In the Bible, when it referred to a group of righteous people, the writer called them the children of God. When referring to an individual prophet, the Bible writer refers to the prophet as the Son of God. This is letting the reader know that this person is righteous, obedient, or a God-conscious person. Jesus Christ is not the only prophet in the Bible who is referred to as the Son of God. Let's take a look at some of the other prophets who are referred to as sons of God. Exodus 4:22. Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Jeremiah 31:9. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am the father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Luke 30:38. Which was the son of Enos? Which was the son of Seth? Which was the son of Adam? Which was the son of God? Romans 8:14. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are called the sons of God. Samuel 7:13-14. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of the kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I was chasing him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. Many Christians use the argument of sin, the evidence that the Bible refers to other prophets as sons of God. That with Jesus is different because he is called in John 3:16 the begotten Son of God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christian will tell you that this verse shows a special relationship that Jesus had with God because the word begotten is used. This statement is not true. Take a look in Psalms 2:17, it reads, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. In this verse of the Bible, God is calling David his begotten son. So according to the Bible, Jesus is not the only begotten son of God. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So it got a strong argument in the Bible, and for me to point these things out, and a Christian said they read the Bible and said they didn't see this, that's cause red flags to jump up. We came to you in peace. We're gonna leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. Brother Akbar, you got it. Now I can keep reading until he get here. Muslims object to the idea that God had a son. The religion of Islam teaches that God has servants, not children. The word begotten means to sire or to produce a child through a sexual act. The human being begets children, not God Almighty. God creates. He does not procreate. We procreate to continue the existence of the human being on earth. God Almighty never dies, so why would he need a son or children? I often wonder, if Christians really understand what they are saying when they say that Jesus is the begotten Son of God? They are saying that God has sex to produce Jesus. The next question would be, who did God have sex with? Muslims believe that Jesus was created by God, not the God. 32 Christian scholars, assisted by an advisory committee representing 50 cooperating denominations, recognized that the word begotten was a fabrication and should not be referenced to God. They decided to remove the word begotten in John 3:16. In the Revised Standard Version Bible, John 3:16 now reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his own son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." They removed the word begotten because they know that this word cannot be attributed to God. This is what God says in the Quran about the so-called begotten son. So we got all our verses in the Quran where God is speaking on the begotten son. You know. So we don't use that type of language. You know. That's blasphemy. So we thank you, and we're going to leave you as we came in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Is anybody there? Hello? As-salamu alaykum. Oh, could my wife hear me? Yeah. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, it's on the phone.
I'm on the phone? Okay, I just want to know something might happen. Brother Muhammad, are you there? He's not there. It's 7:06. It's time to talk about community. Community affairs, you know, about business, you know. Time to go into that. Praise be to Allah. If we don't do businesses, then we're not going to have no power in the land. It's just simple as that. No businesses, no power in the land. You can pray all you want.
No community.
You can.
No community. No business.
You can say all your prayer. Like they told the prophet about this man that said all his prayer. And Prophet Muhammad asked the believers, well, who take care of him? If he stay there all day long and he don't miss none of them prayers, who take care of him? He said, Jehovah, Father, we take care of him. Prophet Muhammad said, well, you are better than he is. Alhamdulillah. You got it, Brother Agba.
Okay.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you, Brother Sujab.
No problem, brother. Nobody else
has said anything. Oh, we're going to see who else is coming to the queue. Oh, yeah. Bring her on.
It's okay. We're in the business hour now.
Business hour now. Go ahead, Sister. Go on. Assalamu alaikum.
Look
at Slam.
Your mic is on.
What have to do with anything?
Oh, yeah, I was just turning your mic on. I thought you might say something. You have something to say.
Yeah, I would say something. Alhamdulillah. I do want to say something, which is very important dealing with business, is that Bismillah Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. And what I want to say is Assalamu alaikum.
What's the difference between business and personal?
Oh, business and personal. That's what I would say. No. What I want to say about the person that we have to learn to separate our personal business from our business and our personal life from our business, certain things that we don't bring to dealing with business. We have to learn how to separate that. Because it interferes with you, you make wrong thoughts and decisions, and so we have to separate those feelings. Because something had happened to me, I can't think what it was, and because I had something personal in there,
right?
And I missed it, and you don't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we have to do. Now we don't separate. I'm just saying what something you already know. We don't separate religion. We don't do that. We don't separate religion from state. Some people do, but we don't. In Islam, we don't separate religion from state. Alhamdulillah.
Right.
So basically, that's just what I would say, that we have to learn how to separate our personal, even our personal feelings. Sometimes you might not like this person, but this person is a good soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still do business with them, you know, because they're a good, honest person. But it's something I had. Let me see. What I wanted to say is that I'll think about it.
We're in the business hour.
I know. It was something dealing with business that I had wanted to say about dealing with business. And but I have forgot. I'm gonna let you jot. I'll think about it. I'm gonna write it down. Alhamdulillah.
I'm just
going to
talk.
Oh, alhamdulillah. I'm finished, Brother
Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
When I think about you, I'm going to come in and say, Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Anybody else want to call? All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. This is our business where we're talking about making millionaires our children. And then our children will let their money rain back down on the community. That's how we make the best. We want to keep the. We got a bunch of millionaires. We got a lot of millionaires that most of them, I mean, a lot of them Caucasian, and they don't have no love for America.
They don't have a love for the world. And that's one thing that this image caused between people of color, division. God said we want it alone. But that image brings about the division, brings about the vision that caused the people to put themselves back together. Each other.
Thank you, Spirit.
I hold people down. Hold people against each other. Call people to work against each other. Call a greed and a whole lot of other things. How can a man walk with another man that blow him or shoot him with a gun that kill him and walk away like he had nothing, he had done nothing? That's unnatural. That is ungodly. But man can make himself do such things. And I was looking at some of Netflix and TV, and it should be all these drugs and all these African-American women and men that's killing each other. And make it look like it's fair when it's unnatural. But they get paid to act, to lie to you, make you feel a certain way. They get paid for that. And you see them calling people, really, that's what they're doing, calling people to the wrong way. So we're here tonight on the Bob Rock thing, and say we, if you feel the way I just was talking about, then that means you done left. You have banished the one who have created you. He put all good in all of us. But this world, the word good, they mess it up. They don't want nobody to get married. They don't want to see nobody showing people having a good life, being married. They don't want to show that. All they want to show is a bunch of people, all the fuss and fight.
Oh, SubhanAllah. Excuse me, Akbar, can I say, I just want to say one thing, if you don't mind, right quick, when you say that they don't show like family life there. Oh, yeah. They show family life, but they don't show family life with us. Look at the commercials. You'll never see them showing where there's a husband and wife and children. I was looking for that. I said, oh, let me see if they're going to have any family life with us. They never show family life with African Americans. I mean, during the commercial. And that's very important. I think we have brothers, and a lot of times I was watching on YouTube, and I said, why they keep saying on YouTube that they be keep talking about slavery and the history of the African American back there in the 1920s and all that. I said they are not putting that for us. That's not our history. They're putting that for those immigrants and all of them that comes in here. They putting that down for them because they don't know who we are. And they want to know who we are. And so they putting that on there for them. But think about it, even during that time, they're not showing all the inventions and all the discoveries that the African-American have made and contributed to here in America. And that is something that they are not showing. And that's why I said we have to start writing, putting down our own history. We have to do it. I mean, we got all of this and all that. We got brothers and sisters that got millions and billions of dollars. All you have to do, and no one can tell me, they say, oh, they're not giving no money to us. I say, no one can tell me. If you do right, they will. But they've been giving money and nothing have been done. Nothing have been done. So whoever it is, they're taking the money and running with it. So that's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. So, but if we... You know, we just have to do something for self. Start doing when that's our problem. We have to just start doing something for self. And then when people start putting them drugs in them, like here is, we know those so-called Assalamu alaikum brothers putting drugs in the neighborhood, and they're affecting Muslim children too. and we still not saying them. Somebody need to stand up in the masjid and let them know, because they know. That's why they have that drop box. Shuja said he couldn't understand why they have these drop boxes all the time. That's because they have to put that dope money and the alcohol money and that prostitute money up into that box, and you don't know about it. You can't give it to them because they know that money is not clean. So you drop in the drop box, you don't know if it's clean or not. That's the trick they do right there, alhamdulillah. So we just have to wake up. We just have to wake up, that's all. I mean, we are already woke up. We just need to get the muscle going. That's all, together. And we could do it. And I hear my brother saying that we don't do this with each other, we don't patronize each other and all that stuff like that. But during that time, we did, and it's still in our blood. But we don't have nothing to patronize. I walked down Gus Young, and I ain't seen not one store but a tie shop where somebody been selling ties, you know. And I even know if that's his. But that's all. And all the down there, and all this, and everybody's African American, and they not putting nothing back into the community, and the community is tore up. When you guys. If y'all come down here for a sister's wedding, if you do, we can give you a tour and let you see. And we need help. I am getting this together, so your brothers, my brothers, y'all, I'm just saying this. I hear you, and I'm letting you know that we need you down here. We need some dawah. I'm asking you to, when you guys get it together, to come down and put some Islam, ain't no Islam been down here in 40 years. And that make it hard for us. And we are not young like we used to. Shuja cannot do it all by himself. He got to take nap. Alhamdulillah. Me too.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my brother. And I will have a red carpet out for you when you come. I'll be prepared. Just give us a ahead of time when y'all come, at least 2 weeks.
Hello, white mom.
Hello,
okay, I'm dealing. Okay,
I have the watermelon and everything. We'll get the watermelons from brother, okay. Our brother who makes the watermelon and all that. We'll make sure. Alhamdulillah.
Hello,
white mom. I love watermelon.
Uh-huh. We thank for them days. We will pick it up, inshallah. We all come into a bathroom. We are coming. All praise be to God. We are coming because of the people that you said were thirsty for Islam, and we're going to make a big difference. And the people there are different than the people in Atlanta. I'm a witness. I've been there, and they will listen, and they will pay attention. They start doing that here now. They listen and they pay attention, and they do come up to you and let you know that you did a excellent job. So all praise due to Allah. Yeah, we got to turn around and spend money with each other. We've been out of practice for so many years, and we've been got out of shape for so many years. Of supporting everybody else to make us realize that when we fail to support each other, we just lessen the day that total freedom, justice, and equality come to us. That's what we hold away from us. When we give all the people of the earth our money, instead of giving that money back, spending money back, we miss the total freedom that we supposed to have. We miss the true American, the true liberty and justice and equality that we supposed to have. We miss all of that. Because ain't nobody going to treat us right better than us. We just forget about it. That's like asking a dog to love a lion. Is it worse than that? Every creature loves that creature. Caucasian people would love us, but in their heart and mind, that image being raised up and they have been lied to, and this the goodness in them have been this taken away with the idea that God came in their image. That's truly messed up. That's why they walk the way they do. That's why they talk the way they do. So all praise due to Allah. Allah bless us with Iman Wahid Muhammad, and bless us with Sister Clara and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all the other great leaders to for us to remove this evil so we can see it's not wrong for us to support each other. It's not wrong for us to love each other. You know, one thing about a man and a woman together, we don't see nothing wrong with that. Don't care if one is African-American, one is a Caucasian. See something wrong when we see two men coming together. One of the young brothers who used to go up, come out with us, Brother Fareed's son, used to go out with us. He said he used to talk to Christians, and they tell him, "You don't tell people who they should love." But then he said, "What then? What about Solomon Almighty? What God was saying in that?" When he telling the people who love and who not to love, who knows best than God? Who know what is best for us than the one who have created us? And since he created us, don't you think he would give us everything we need to guide and to protect and keep our life on the right path? Sure, God loves us so much. That's what he done when he gave us and made sure the Quran come to us in the language that we can understand. That's all praises and credit do, and go right back to God. Go to the creator of this creation. So we thank you. We thank everyone for coming on this show tonight to enjoy. We want business, and we're going to get what we want. We're going to get it because we're going to work for it. And Allah going to bless everything that we want. And our young people are going to wake up and they're going to be stronger than ever. And they're going to be here, the bill. Cause once a bill will wake up, he's going to start building. He's going to start putting things together. And that is what we're praying for. That is what we're asking God. We want business. We want all our children to be able to make business for the other people of the world, since the other people have been working. Of the world been making business for us. We want to make business and show them how a real employer acts, how a real employer treats people. But you have to have a union to treat you right. You have to have a union to make these people give you fair wages. We want to show the people that we can get it. If we work somebody, we want to give them a fair day pay for a fair day work. We want to give them all of the benefit that they can use to make their life better. Health care, dental care, everything they need. Even care for their hair and everything, if they finger to their fingernails and toes. Have all the good help places they can go to get help. And for a moderate and for a price, well, don't take everything out of their pocket and pay for the health care they need. That's mercy. That's what God will do. That's what God people going to do. Right now, they don't even, many business that left him went overseas after was doing a good job in the neighborhood. They closed it down because they didn't want to see African-American people happy. Having good insurance, having retirement, having this and that. They closed that bill. They closed the business and sent it overseas. And you're gonna talk about these people. Look, they come from Jesus. They are white people. Ain't nothing white about what they did. They've been evil and corrupt people. They haven't been white. They have been the kind of people that God have put on this earth to make this world better. They got the people that were put on this earth, all of us put on this earth to better. They got us in a terrible situation. Hey, now, hair, our nose, our color. Hey, now, don't trust each other. Don't have no concerns for each other. We can, when they make us millionaires, look what happened. Look what they have when they make a person like Herschel Walker, a person like Deion Sanders and all the rest of them millionaire. They don't even come back home to help the people they left in the bad situation. They go out and form their own kind of club and their own kind of this and their own kind of that. So, alhamdulillah. So, we have another one of our co-workers that showed up, Brother A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Brother A. Muhammad, are you there? So we're here tonight to make us rich. We want to see all of us become rich. Money, being money is not a sin. Having a good life, not having a good life is a curse that we allow to come on ourselves. So let's work to change it. So we want to bring another one of our brothers in the court bring him up. Brother Muhammad A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Brother Muhammad, you know how to smash one. Come on in the queue, but we can cut your mic on. And we thank you for coming on and joining. He one of the co-workers here on the Block Talk radio station. Been with us for years. And we love all of our brothers and sisters that come on the show. And we love to hear what everyone has to say. You, Brother Muhammad, you got it. I said, let go.
Waalaikum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
You got it.
Shaitan nirajim. Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum. Udubillahi bin shaitan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the things that, of this message of concern, you know, for everyone on this earth, is that our goal is to invite ourselves and everyone, because of how hard the struggle might be, that if you say you believe in God or a God, whatever is your level stand is on by the God that it gives you as a mercy to you while you grow or struggle or fight to get free from being a slave to so many gods or goddesses or princes or kings or unnatural relationships to other human beings over your life. Until you get free and accept that there's only one creator of all the worlds you may live in or used to live in or may live in some more in the future. According to how you accept the world that is inside of you that keeps telling you that there's only one God. And if you are sincere in finding out who that is, he will set you free from the many things that you have God over your life and dictating to you so many things. It would be so nice to have just one thing to be at peace with yourself with. And I know that you long for that because we did, and all praises to the creator of all the world, we finally reached it by his permission and his invitation that we happen to accept it and bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. We know that all around the world that when it comes to business, if we know there's only one way to focus on getting rich, it's through a halal practice, translated loosely to mean in only in the way that Allah, God permits for man or woman to make their financial needs in 2022, since we deal with money and different things that have values on, you know, bargaining and trade and looking out each other and making sure everybody has some need. Those days have gone by because of the scheme of the shaitan and of the ketamine all over the world. To where now they're coming out with more and more phony money, phony ways of financial stability, and it has us just don't know which way to go to get a dollar, except for getting a dollar in the right way. By working this earth, friendship, love, etc., in the way that Almighty God permits. Very important message to try to get across. We have to remember also, like we said a couple of weeks ago, that we are still under the influence of this Christian, Jewish corruption. Remember, some of us, Allah, he best know who he is, we came over here with a firm awareness that there's only one God. Muhammad is the messenger. We had already been reading the Quran and studied everything that Almighty God Allah was educating us in from Adam till then. And that's why our ancestors accepted the journey or the mission that Allah invited them to accept, and that was to be a slave and trust that in the end, and we pray that they do all the time, they'll be the ones of the Jannah. They'll be the people of paradise. The sacrifice that they made of themselves, not somebody else. They had a choice. They could have ran. They could have fight. They could have turned hypocrite. They could have turned corners and found some kind of way to get away from this responsibility of humbling themselves and trust Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all of our destiny. And we knew that he still was going to be a way to get us to the paradise. And those Muslim slaves accepted their destiny. And that destiny, part of that destiny was to show the world in these times how being under the influence of the belief that God had a son, and we know it was a lie, still know it's a lie. But the scheme is to make us live this lie by propagating it, talking about it all the time, not equal time, but most of the time, then we do the truth. We only use the truth as a stimulator to keep talking about what we know is a lie. We need to ask ourselves, is this Christian influence that came and brutally used and separated and hid from the Muslim slaves who came over here who already knew that there was only one God, name Allah, and Prophet Muhammad was his messenger and example for all the world in these days, time that we're living in now. We have to be mindful that every time we say something out of our mouth, it influences somebody. And those who are in a state of usur, who have not learned how to pray, have not learned how to fast, have not learned that there's only one God and Muhammad is the messenger, you know, has not learned the meaning that even in their books before we got the book, knew who built it for and why they built it, what we call the Kaaba, what they call Mecca. We have to be mindful that this influence on new minds coming up who have not yet had the opportunity to get clear truth up underneath of their belt so that they can have a strong desire to fight against it, crush it out if it approaches them. But we're not the aggressor. We are the defensive. And those people who are under the influence of this lie that God had a son, we have to remember Allah, by his permission, gave us some wisdom when he gave our reviver of our faith, who brought al-Islam back to, inshallah, to everybody, but also back to the descendants of the Muslim slaves of America. That life force, that soul, was still praying to Almighty God, Allah, and Allah answered that soul with many people, but he gave us a final opportunity by giving us, in the English translation, spokesperson for salvation, a reviver of the truth, the bringing and teaching that there is only one God, and that God don't have no son, God don't do any of the things that for hundreds of years we lost everything by Allah's permission, by giving Shaitan his respite to show that we can come back and bring back the whole world who wants to come back to the truth. When he let Imam Muhammad use the wisdom of getting off the habit of racism, he said, "Oh, okay, then. Well, let's break our own people from being hypnotized." So he changed the message of concern and said, "What if we put a black man on the cross and put him before the people of the world and told them that this black man is the son of God? What will it do to their minds?" That was a shock to people, for us to realize it don't make no difference what kind of man you put up there. Psychedelic, three or four different colors at the same time. God had no human being as a son. None. That's a done deal. Closed book. Let's move on. That's the message of the concern, is let's move on to the Quran, to the favor that Allah has invited the whole of humanity with their own free will. They have to do it on their own accord, accept and establish that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Very clear, very simple. So as we read and deliver that message of concern right now, remember, it ain't about a white man claiming to be God's son. We have already put it to the world now. What if it was a black man? Would you have the same effect that we had? Can you understand now why no man is the son of God? Or God don't have to fornicate or whatever we want to talk or to have a relationship with a human being to produce such a lie that we have been living for the last 400 and some years? We have to remember we have not got freedom yet. We're still striving for freedom, right? Everybody has to agree to that. The slaves of America have not got freedom yet, be they with an Irish slave, English slave, attacked, because there was all kind of slaves over here with us, but again, they wanted to make us the slave. Tom was trying to prove a point that maybe we haven't really looked at and accepted yet. We hit around to it, you know, but we know that Allah best knows best. And we have to make sure that we don't let him use any kind of scheme to make us go back and use racism our skin color, our hair color, to get our point across. All we have to do is just talk clear. This is 2022. The body has nothing to do with anything anymore. We know that now because we see the human being, the human family, are doing anything they want to the body, to raise it, amputating it, all kind of crazy stuff to the body. So it's clear the skin and outside material created of the human family is not what is precious. It's not as the common denominator. We know it's the intellect. This is the battle of whose mind is still being colored. What mind is still basing their expression, their definition, their articulating in the old scheme of skin color, hair color, etc. We are wise men of the day, those who depend upon the truth to set them free. No human being on this earth is free as of 2022, yet. There's a lot of us who are striving for it, fighting for it, running to it, but we have not broke through the veil, the barrier of serving one God and following his guidance to our best human ability and not turn around when we're called back to racism, to fantasy, to God had a son, be he black, Chinese, or whatever. It'd be the same thing. The message to get concerned is that obey God. Hear and obey what has been prescribed for you in this final revelation. If people begin to see, people become free to love one another, to feed one another, to house one another, fair and just with one another, then it will make those who are not free begin to break the bounds of this illusion of this world called the doom. We got to get free. So we can tell everyone what is good and invite them to forbid what is bad if they come and get in position to live what Almighty God, Allah, has created for them to live. Because they all have read what is going to happen to the hypocrite. They all have already read what's going to happen to the racist. They all going to know what's going to happen to one who lives a fantasy life.
Okay.
It's time that we give the truth. The best freedom in the United States of America and around the world when it comes to Jesus Christ is to remind them that this is the biggest fictitious story ever told. There ain't no such image or person or reality called Jesus Christ. Ain't no substitute. Ain't no logic in time to justify why this name keeps living and living and living by the unknowingly perpetrators of it talking about something that don't exist. Ain't no such thing as though Jesus. If God didn't have a son and had the name Jesus Christ as his son, it don't exist. You know, it's a story that was used to hide the true immaculate conception of how God gave a woman without the aid of human penetration, son, by him just saying, be, and it was. And that son's name was not Jesus Christ. And we can't, there's no logic to try to justify and try to science it up to make think that Jesus Christ should be accepted for the name of Esau, the son of Mary. Mary ain't had no son named Jesus Christ. The quicker we quit aiding like our leadership says, and contributing to giving life that was used to almost blind the whole world. The whole world still can't see around this influence of this story of this creature called Jesus Christ, a fictitious of Satan and human beings who seen benefit to use to enslave other people based upon their color, their poverty, their lack of income, their lack of cleanliness, etc., that if they could have stayed focused and done what God said, Almighty God, Allah said, they would be in a state of voodoo today. They would be in a state of purity today. And there wouldn't be no scheme behind why they practice such good charity, why they talk such false love that leads to perversion, make a woman want to be a man and a man. They talk about love and want love so bad that it makes them change their whole exterior creation. They try to identify with this false concept of love. There's many things that we need to focus on more. Yes. May Allah's peace and blessings be on all of us. I mean,
thank you, brother. Brother Muhammad, beautiful brother. Thank you for all that kind, good information that you brought. We thank you so very much. We look forward. Want you to come on tomorrow. Beautiful teaching. Okay, I'm gonna bring Brother Sujar up and close out and get the last word, Brother Sujar.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we really enjoy the message that Brother Muhammad brought. It just made a whole lot of sense. If we take attention and listen, that would help us. That would free us, because Jesus said, "No, you." And the truth was said.
Hey, Sujo, you need to take that to the street.
People
in the street.
So, you know, they're standing there, come to attention. And I'm telling you, that's a good feeling. When you take something to the street and they come to attention, that means you're saying something. So they'll tell you quick to get away from here with that mess. Well, we hard on each other, you know. But the truth, they know the truth when they hear it. They look around and they ain't going to jump out there. Because when you jump against a testimony against you, there's a whole testimony against you. You stood up against that. You must didn't hear what he said. Allahu Akbar. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah. Allah can bless us with words where it'll be so easy. It'll come out so smooth. And you know that Allah blessed you with it. You know. So that's what we had to do. We had to keep it up, keep it on them, and bear witness that there is only one Creator, one God. Mm-hmm. What time is it, Balagba?
Oh, you got 7 minutes.
You got 7 minutes. Okay then. So that's the reason they didn't like Prophet Muhammad. That's the reason they didn't like Jesus. But Abraham, you know, because these Moses, they was bringing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth, like Allah said, is not the brain out of falsehood. It knocks the falsehood brains out. You know. Falsehood can't hang around when the truth come out. He can't hang around. You know, so they didn't like Moses. They didn't like Abraham a lot. You know. And there's so much truth is coming out here. You got the preachers is trying to tell the truth. You got Caucasian people trying to tell the truth. All of them trying to tell the truth now. You know, like they originated the truth. You know, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. It's just like the people that watching TV, you know, you look at young folks, look at it, they would think that the best cooks is Caucasian. The best dancers is Caucasian. That's the way they're coming at us, man. You know, they coming real detective. They got them images. They can turn an image around and make it talk for them. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So. But we got the truth though. We got the solid truth. So we thank Allah for our brothers and we thank Allah, you know, for our sisters, you know, that we come forth with something that's stronger than I. That's the truth. And we come together like one solid brick wall. You know, one solid brick wall. You can't, there's no way that you can get in between us. You see? So we thank Brother Muhammad, thank Brother Akbar, and all of us that stand up with this inner truth. It had to be strong faith, you know, for you to come out here with the truth, you know, and we thank Allah. We pray that Allah continue blessing you and blessing your family, blessing your offspring, you know, that they come up right behind you with that same truth. So we would like to close it up in prayer with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, and none of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, I said, I'm welcome.
Thank everybody who joined us tonight, and hope to have new people to come on in the future. We got people promised. Come on, we're going to bring them on in. We're going to put our best on and let them know that we are sincere about this image and having a future job for our young people go into business. See, I don't know. It must have been a plan to keep our children away from business and the skills they need, they have, to make a living in the world, turn our children into a bunch of animals that wanted to just kill each other and had no respect for each other, especially the music they turned on our children. So we're going to reverse all of this. Not only do we want to save this, we want to save all children. We want to save humanity. Allah told us we would never get into paradise until we try to save humanity. So that's what we are. Not to save ours, but first our family. you know, work on our family, then go out and try to spread that word with the people out in the world. Get the family right first. Get the environment in your family right. Then go out and try to conquer, bring this evil and disrespectful people
right.
back to that human potential and on doing. Inshallah. Thank you for coming on. I closed out, but let me see the sister Lala want to give us one horn before we get off this air. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. That's me. Okay.
Give us one of your stand for today.
Yes, I can do that. Alhamdulillah. Let me see what I have here. Okay, hold on a minute. Let's see what I have. Not yet there. Let's see what I have here. Let's see, what can I give you? Wait a minute, I know this is... Hold on, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to find something now. Hold on,
yes.
See what I can find you. Okay, let's see here. What we got? If Allah is all you have, then you have all you need. I mean. Alhamdulillah. Okay, sometimes in life, our blessings come early. Sometimes they come later. But they always come. And they are always on time. Keep praying, have faith, act, believe, and wait, because miracles happen. Healing hugs. Be blessed today. Amen.
Amen. Allahu Akbar. That's it, Sister Lala?
Yes. I have one more. Let me mention
one more.
Yes. Happiness cannot be found when you seek it for yourself. But when you give it to others, it will find its way back to you. That's the mystery of happiness. It grows when shared. Have a happy day. Amen. Remember Allah. Allah remember you.
That's right. Allah Akbar. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Hayu. Everybody for coming to Rock Talk Radio Station. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow. May Allah bless us all. I said, long, late.